Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
Happy Friday to you, 908 on KDXU. I'm Andy Griffin. Oh, yeah, it's good to know the weekend is oh so close. Mello is here as well on a Friday. Hi, Mello.
Good morning.
I think we had you earlier this week, too, right?
Yeah,
like Monday or something
MLK
like that?
MLK Day, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, two Mellos in 1 week. That's like worth the price of gold right there.
Funny guy.
It's awesome. During the show today, we're going to give away a $25 gift card to Los Tapatios. And be sure to ask for the Mello special when you get a drink. That's Dr. Pepper with pina colada mix in it.
So I actually went there this week.
Uh-huh.
And Sarah, the waitress that I always
have. Good old
Sarah. She's like, somebody came in and they said they heard it on the radio that they want the drink that Mello gets. And I was like, What do you mean you heard it on the radio? She was so confused. It was so funny. So
Awesome. Did they figure it out?
Yeah, she knew. Yeah, she knew what to get them.
Because I'm going to do that, too. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to do that, too.
Yeah. Maybe we'll go this week.
Give me the Mello. I want the Mello. Not Mello Yellow. I want the Mello drink.
Yeah, it's delicious.
So, all right. Yeah, we'll have to do it for sure. Anyway, that's a little bit later in the show. We're not going to reveal exactly when, but it's coming up.
Yes, it's coming up.
Free $25 to Los Tapatios.
Delicious.
It is delicious. I think this is huge, by the way, in the news today. President Trump has unveiled another executive order. This one calling for the declassification of records related to high-level assassinations, namely those of former President John F. Kennedy. There was a movie about that, yeah. Senator Robert F. Kennedy and Dr. Martin Luther King. This is historian Michael Beschloss. Actually, I don't have that audio. It crapped out on me.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, President Trump said, a lot of people have been waiting decades to find out the truth about some of these cases. Responding to the news in a post on X, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wrote, okay, now do UFOs too.
Yeah, I think they should. And I think definitely the CIA has their hand in a lot of everything that's been happening with those things.
Mm-hmm.
I
know you love your conspiracies.
Yeah.
It's funny. I've never been a conspiracy guy, but I have been. I wouldn't say I'm anti-conspiracy. I'm just skeptical. I'm like, okay, show me. Jack Lancaster comes on and talks about how all the evidence they have of Bigfoot being real, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Jack, I need a little more. Why do we only have fuzzy pictures?
I think it's real too.
I know you do.
I've got Jack's back.
I'm still skeptical, and skeptical doesn't mean I don't believe it. Skeptical means I need more.
You need faith.
That's all it means.
That's what you need.
And like with the JFK thing, remember there was a movie, right? And conspiracies abound about that. And, you know, did Lee Harvey Oswald act alone and all that stuff? And most people don't think he did, but I'm still skeptical. I want proof. I want at least they did an investigation. Tell me what they wouldn't tell us. They've never told us until now.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump says, let's see it. Let's show everybody.
Don't they have like so many days to get all the documents together? It's like within 14 or something like that.
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly.
I think that's cool though. I think that you know you grow up, and you and I both grew up in an era where we knew the government had secrets, and we pretty much knew we were never going to be privy to any of those secrets. So to have Donald Trump say, you know what, I think everybody ought to know this. And I agree with, even though I very, very rarely do I agree with Chuck Schumer, he said, now do UFOs. I agree. Let's lay it out on the table. Let's find out if there was a crash, in Roswell, New Mexico. And what is in Area 50? Do they have an alien space? I want to know.
I know. I don't know why we shouldn't be able to know what's going on in our own country.
Here's the only problem, though. If they release these documents, say JFK or Roswell, New Mexico, or any of these, and there's nothing there, there's no...
smoking gun?
Yeah. We're still not going to be satisfied. We're going to be like, okay, now release the real documents. We want another real truth. You know what I mean?
Okay. Like, we're never going to be satisfied.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say no one would ever read any of the papers.
No, I think they'll read them, but I think there will be a lot of people going, you didn't. Come on. What's, how much of that did you redact? You know, take a black branching marker. We want to know the real story. And I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, though. Maybe there will be a lot revealed, and we'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense, yeah.
So,
who knows? I'm excited. I hope that does happen.
How about we reveal everything to do with the COVID pandemic and Dr. Anthony Fauci, Mr. Preemptive Pardon Fauci?
Did he get pardoned? I was not aware of all of the things that, all of the people that got pardoned on the way of Biden out the door.
Oh, man, his whole family and their, anyone related or married into the family. And then the big one was Fauci. They're
Fauci
like,
did get pardoned?
He did. He preemptively pardoned for any future criminal charges that would be filed against him.
So
any.
So he could go rob a bank and not be charged?
Well, no. The things that happened from 2014 to 2024.
Wow.
So even though blood may be on his hands for the death of millions of people, if he actually was part of the team that actually created COVID-19.
I heard he was.
He can't be charged for it.
That's so bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I did hear about the January 6th pardons, and that was another story.
Yeah, another. And I'm not really prepared to get into that today. But okay, let's go. Oh, a couple of things. First of all, it is this guy's birthday. Listen. There he is.
Where it began.
Oh, yeah. Now, Mello, I grew up, Neil Diamond was already kind of adult contemporary when I was a teenager. So to me, he's like, okay. But I liked his music. Some of it was pretty cool. My brothers used to listen to stuff from the 70s of his and stuff. And this song, Sweet Caroline, was a popular song, but it wasn't like his number one. It was. And then somewhere in the late 80s, 90s, this started being played at arenas in basketball and football arenas. And everybody started adding their own little commentary in the middle of it. And now we can't help ourselves, right?
Yeah, no, I love it. My mom played this in the house all the time. She loved him and went to his concert, too. So
I want to see what happens here. Ready? Come on, you want to sing really bad, don't you?
I was going to, but I'm not going to sing on the radio.
Bop, bop, bop. Did you do the bop? So good. So good, right?
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah. So Neil Diamond, you know, and I think a lot of the popularity came with the 9/11, the attacks and the recovery afterward. I don't know how that all fits in with Sweet Caroline, but I know they started playing this song at Yankees games in New York. His career changed. Sorry, Neil, I'm going to turn you off. He's 84 years old today, by the way.
That's fantastic.
Which, if you think about it, so I was a teenager in the 80s. In the 80s, he was already an old guy.
Yeah.
he was in his late 40s. I know that's not old now. I'm older than that now. But back then, I would have been, this dude's almost 50. He's old.
Why
are
we listening to him?
Yeah. This Sweet Caroline became an arena song in people sing a line. And you can ask any kid, I would say from the age of 12 and up, but maybe even younger, about this song. And they, oh, yeah, I love that song. Touching hands and reaching out and bop, bop on all that. Yeah, so good, so good. Yeah. They know it.
I did not know it was played in arenas and things like that.
Oh, it is major. In fact, I would venture to say, Mello, that of the roughly, so I did the math once on games I've done over the course of my career, basketball, football, baseball games from the college and high school level as a radio broadcaster, somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,500 games I've done.
Oh, my goodness.
And I would say, okay, take off the first 10 years. So go, not even 10 years. I would say mid-90s is when this song, I would say that I've heard that song probably at least 2,000 times.
Wow.
at arenas. And they play it anytime there's like a lull in the action or sometimes at halftime in a basketball game or, you know, they play Take Me Out to the Ball Game seventh inning stretch, but they play this song sometimes in the eighth inning stretch or the fifth inning stretch. And Sweet Caroline has become that song that That's every awesome. Kid knows.
I love it. I love that song. Reminds me of my childhood too. I like it.
If you think about old songs, how many kids know, if I were to name a song from the 70s, say Steamroller by James Taylor, or You Don't Mess Around with Jim by Jim Croce.
Mm-hmm.
you ask a 14-year-old, they have no idea what I'm what is it? What are you talking about? No. Stairway to Heaven, you know, something like that. They have no idea.
Yeah, I know.
But if you ask them about Sweet Caroline, they're going to know. They're going to know that song.
Gotcha.
So I love it. You like that song, too?
I do love that song.
Big fan.
I do.
Yeah.
I sing it, yeah.
Good. I wonder if any of those kids, I wonder if you even could name another Neil Diamond song off the top of your head. Any idea?
There's one about bread or flour. You don't buy me flowers. Flowers. You don't buy me flowers.
Oh, you don't bring me flowers.
Bring me flowers.
With it. Yeah. There's a whole, I'm full of stupid rock trivia. That's an interesting song because he did a version in almost exact same time. A version of that song was put out by Barbra Streisand.
I do know that, yeah.
And everybody was like, why don't they do a duet? Mm-hmm. And they were resistant at first. They're like, no, I have my song. And, you know, and Barbra was like, no, I have my song. And finally, mm-hmm. on a live TV episode, they sang it together for the first time. And, of course, there was probably rehearsals before, so mm-hmm. it's not like they'd never met, but it was the first time that they'd actually sang that song in public together. And mm-hmm. it turned out the duet was more popular than each of the individual versions of it.
Yes, I do remember that, yeah.
So, you don't bring me flowers, yeah.
Yeah, that's sweet. I don't know, I thought of bread, but I thought flour bread. It just, like, clicked in my brain somehow.
Not that kind of flour. Oh, anyway, I am. I said was you're coming to America. You're coming to America. Some mm-hmm. of the, I think that's just called America, but sweet. I'm trying to think. Carolina on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So one thing I actually just got from the library this last week is a Willie Nelson book. It's called. It's something about energy. It's a really cool book, but actually in the book, every page is one of his songs, like all the lyrics, and then the next page next to it is why he wrote it.
Really?
Yeah, it's a really cool book. So I've been going through and like asking Siri to play me all the songs, and there's one song that I'd never heard before, and it said, "You left me a long, long time ago," and I almost cried.
Oh.
It was such a sweet song, and he does it as a duet with Brenda Lee.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I just love that song.
Willie Nelson, unfortunately, became known for two things during the course of his career. He had some great songs. I agree. I was never a Willie Nelson fan, but I appreciated his art.
Mm-hmm.
But he became known for marijuana and tax evasion.
Yeah.
Which he smoked a lot of marijuana, and he didn't pay most of the taxes during the years of all the money he made.
I have a funny story about Willie Nelson and marijuana.
Okay. He's got to be quick because I got to get to this other thing, too. So.
My uncle was working for him. He hauled cattle and horses and stuff like that, and he had to deliver something out to Willie Nelson, and Willie Nelson paid him in weed. And my uncle didn't know what to do, so he went out on his way out and buried it in the desert somewhere. For reals. It's a true story. True story. Okay, that was quick. You're welcome.
Some poor horse digging around for somebody. Oh, look, here's some weeds to eat. And that poor horse is walking around tripping. Like literally tripping, man.
Tripping.
Yeah. So, interesting stories today. There was two yesterday and two today about kids and behavior and mental. And then there was an editorial written in Deseret News about kind of all interrelated. So I'm going to go over these headlines real quick, and Mello, maybe we can get your take on some of this. A new study shows kids with ADHD, attention deficit disorder, have a shorter life expectancy.
Why?
Okay. Well, that's just what they're just showing the correlation that they do. They're not saying why yet. That's up to us to interpret.
Okay.
Another story. Get to the right page here. Oh, smartphones. A new study finds smartphones could be making teenagers more aggressive and causing hallucinations. They say the younger a kid has a smartphone, the worse off they are as far as having behavioral problems. Yesterday, there was a story about kids from divorce are much more likely to have shorter lifespans and to have behavioral problems. I mean, it's all kind of together. I found an article today on Deseret.com. It's in their latest section. It's an opinion piece about by Naomi Riley. And she writes about how our society is so caught up in child abuse and child, you know, and rightfully so. This is stuff we're worried about. But we tend to sweep under the rug what she calls child neglect.
Oh.
That is kids who aren't very important in their parents' lives,
mm-hmm.
who I'm not talking about severe neglect, like, you know, you find a three-year-old in the street with a diaper on and, you know, in 20-degree weather. What? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about regular, everyday neglect where parents, and you know this, Mello, when you have a child, you give up certain wants and even needs for yourself because what's most important is this child that you're in charge of is taken care of. Mm-hmm. That's what a parent is supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But what they're finding out is a lot of parents are not doing that. They're saying, yeah, I got a kid, but I'm still the most important thing in my life. Mm-hmm. And they are taking drugs in front of their kids, mm-hmm. or they're leaving their kids at home alone while they go out and party, you know, get drunk or whatever. Or they're
even go on vacations. I've heard of that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So it's a fascinating story. Again, it's on Deseret.com under the latest category. The name of the story is The Effects of Child Neglect Can Be Just as Harmful as Child Abuse. And that kind of brings into the whole thing I'm talking about here is they have found now, after long-term study, we're talking studies 20 years, 30 years later, that neglect actually is every bit as harmful as abuse for the long-term mental health of a human.
Yeah, and I would also go one step further, and I'm sure you have more studies about this, but I've seen things when new moms are interacting with their new babies, you know, you're nursing and then the baby's just nursing and you have your phone now. Like when I had kids and I was nursing, mm-hmm. I didn't have a phone to like hang out with. Like you looked at your baby and you interacted in that that mom to baby
bonding
interaction and like the eye contact, and they learn how to make their facial expressions and stuff by watching yours. And I think that that could also turn into neglect also. And then like last night I was so tired. I know it's a dumb excuse. And I had driven for seven or 8 hours. I just wanted to chill out on my phone. And my kids came in to like hang out with me in my room. And they're like, oh, just don't worry about her. She's just scrolling on Instagram. She's not going to pay attention. I'm like, okay, you're right. So I put my phone down hanging out with them.
Good
but like
you.
That's another neglect. Like people take their kids to the park. And I've seen videos where people like are pretending to like kidnap somebody just to show the parent that they're on their phone so much they don't even notice their child is being taken, because you're so interactive with that phone that you're missing the whole opportunity to be a parent.
So it's easy to go, okay, the phone's a bad guy, but one of the things, and they are, I mean, especially if we use the phone to babysit in our stead. If I have a relative and they put on a video and they know that while the video's on, those kids are going to be occupied for 90 minutes and mm-hmm. they go do other stuff while the kids are occupied, whether it's an iPad or a TV or whatever it is. And it's a little bit troubling to me because otherwise good parents are, like you said, kind of escaping away from the children. I'm tired. I don't mm-hmm. feel like being a parent right mm-hmm. now or whatever. We all did it. I mean, even, you know, before they had smartphones, let's turn on, you know, a show, let's turn on a sitcom and let the kids be busy for half an hour or whatever. Mm-hmm. And because it's hard to be a parent.
Yeah. No, it is hard. And I was guilty of that too. I mean, I was pretty much a single mom for 20 years because my ex was in the military and always gone. So if I needed a break, I would just put a VHS tape in. That's how old my older kids are. Mm-hmm. And I would just say, go watch a show. I need a time out.
All that is so easily accessible now because mm-hmm. you can stream just about any movie you can ever think of. Mm-hmm. You want to play Moana or Shrek or any of those old animated movies, guess what? Just click, click, click. There it is.
It's so true.
Yeah. So quoting from the article here, all this takes a toll, terrible toll on children, the same kind of toll as physical abuse, as it turns out. A study by sociology professors Christina Camus of University of Illinois and co-author Mary Copeland of the University of Notre Dame looked at three outcomes for maltreated children, whether they were less social, more withdrawn, less popular with or avoided by their peers, and how tightly knit or cohesive their social connections were. The results were published in the journal Child Abuse and Neglect. Of more than nearly 10,000 individual surveys, 41% showed signs of withdrawal, showed signs of one or all of the areas they studied simply by neglect, not by abuse, but by neglect. Kids that feel like their parents are too busy for them, it has a real effect.
Right,
it's real.
For sure. It's true. And it's hard when your kids become teenagers and mm-hmm. then they kind of check out from you. And then you're like, wow, you don't even want to hang out with me. I guess I'll just do my own thing. But I'm learning, because I'm in therapy with my daughter. I'm learning that I need to just engage anyway. I need to try, even though she's making it, so I don't want to.
I know, it's understandable. I true confession here. So when my kids were little at first, not little, but like when they started into all the, you know, flag football and t-ball and stuff like that, I remember thinking to myself as a selfish guy, I'm like, ugh. Another stupid game. Here we go. I got to do another. Oh, my gosh. And I just remembered having this stupid, immature feeling. And I was a young dad of being put out by all the stuff I had to go do. And somewhere along the way, I don't know what happened. I don't think it was an event that happened. But somewhere along the way, it clicked in my brain. Hey, these are golden moments. These are moments that the kids are going to remember forever. And you're going to remember forever, and they're going to be gone really fast. So you better start enjoying it. And that's when I started, hey, cool, there's a game tonight. I get to go see my son play. Even to the point where I was volunteered coaching. I was coaching basketball and football for my kids. No, yeah, basketball, not baseball. I was never, I would not be qualified as a baseball coach because I was never any good at baseball. But so I coached those things, and I found joy in them. And I know that my kids loved it that their dad was involved.
Yeah, it does help. And then you get to play your kid more often, too.
Well, I tell you, I've told this story before, but one year I was coaching flag football, and we had a kid. It was not my kid. It was someone else's kid. And we won the champ. We went undefeated that year. And we scored 29 touchdowns in like six games, and he scored 28 of them.
Wow.
This kid was so good. And I'm sure that other parents were like, why is that kid always carrying the ball? Or why is that? It's because he was good. He was faster than everybody else. And he was just an amazing athlete. And so anyway, that was fun. And I did play my kid, but he was a lineman. And, you know, us linemen, we don't get our respect.
As no, you Daniel don't. Just block and be quiet.
So now is the time when we're giving away the $25 gift certificate to Los Tapatios. We'll take caller number 4. Mello is going to answer the phone. Caller number 4 wins a $25 gift card to Los Tapatios Mexican restaurant. It's a their little card says Family Mexican Restaurant. I've been there. I love it. Mello, it's one of her favorite places. So give us a call, 673-5890, 673-5890. We'll get you there. Get you some free dinner tonight. That sounds good, doesn't it?
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back. I'm Andy. Thanks for being, you know what? Thanks for being in Utah's Dixie. Isn't this such a great place to be and live? And I don't know. People come on the show all the time, Mello, and they go, yeah, St. George is the greatest place in the world. And you know, I've lived other places in my lifetime, a lot of different places. And they all say that, but you know what? I lived in Moscow, Idaho. People would come, hey, this is the greatest place in the world. I'm like, actually, it's not. It kind of sucks here.
It's kind of cold.
Yeah. I lived in Cedar City, and Cedar's a nice place, but it's not St. George good. Yeah. I'm sorry, Cedar folks. No. It's just not.
I like Cedar City, too. I think it's growing. I think it's great for people, too, there.
It's a nice town. But I lived in Logan for 5 years, 4.5 years. Holy smokes. The last winter we were in Logan, this would have been 91, I think. It snowed in October, and that snow that hit the ground in October did not melt until April. Now, they cleared the road. The roads were cleared and stuff, but there was snow on our lawn in front of our house in April from October. It just, you know, it snowed on top of it. It never melted.
I know. And I am.
That sucks. Yeah.
Did you see, just a little brief thing about snow, did you see the snow on the Pensacola beaches?
I did. I saw, and this may be AI, who knows, but I saw a picture of an alligator struggling through the snow to get to where it needed to go.
Did you see the video of what alligators do when the water freezes?
Oh, yeah, with the nose sticking up.
And all the water freezes around them. It was crazy. Cool. The weather's been crazy because I lived in Pensacola and it never even got close to snow.
I forgot to mention, by the way, Terry D was our winner of our Los Tapatios. Congratulations, Terry, and thank you for listening.
She's going to love it.
Also, thanks to everybody that came up and said hi to me at the Travel Expo on Wednesday out at the Black Desert. I know for a fact that my friend Gary, who runs Morris Columbus Travel here in town, was nervous as all get out that having it out there would be too much, that people wouldn't drive out to Black Desert. They came in droves.
They want to see Black Desert. It's beautiful
out
there.
Oh, yeah. It was amazing. You know, and there were some issues with the parking and stuff. And, you know, and hopefully everybody wasn't disenchanted with that. And that won't be a problem once the place is actually finished. There was a lot of construction as a problem. But it was a fantastic turnout. It was a great show. It really was. And I got to interview a dude in a dress. Well, it wasn't a dress. It was a kilt, but it looked like a dress. It's funny. So the dude is Irish, right? He worked for a company called Brendan Travel, which is a travel company for Ireland and Scotland. And so he's Irish, but correct me if I'm wrong, kilts, that's Scottish,
that
right?
That's
a different island. That's a different area. Anyway, in talking to him, he definitely sounded Irish. He sounded like a leprechaun, actually. But I was just like, why are you wearing a dress? Leprechauns don't wear kilts. I was thinking, I didn't say it out loud.
No, you should not.
But and he talked about they do some really cool tours through Scotland and Ireland and stuff. But I was just like, an Irish dude wearing a Scottish kilt, plaid kilt, but...
But he's okay. Selling it. He's all in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I talked to Reiner from Germany, working for Princess, bad.
Bad, that's not correct. Viking, there you go.
Yeah, I did talk with Brett from Princess, too. And by the way, he told me that Princess Cruise Lines has won Best Alaska Cruise Line 17 years in a row. Yeah. And I can tell you, I went on Princess up to Alaska. It was first class. It was awesome.
Yeah, I did too. It was beautiful.
So, who else did I talk to? I talked to the Rocky Mountaineer guy. So, Mello, do you have if there's one trip you really want to take more than any other trip, do you have one? Because they were talking about mine right now.
I wish I was really cool like that, because somebody asked me that, because I'm going to be turning 50 this year.
No, you're not. No.
In December.
Really?
Yeah, I'll turn 50.
Dang.
So my friend's like, let's plan a big trip for you. Where do you want to go? And I'm like, you know what? I don't think there's anywhere I really want to go. What I'd like to do is do 50 amazing things throughout the year.
You don't have one, though. Like Italy, you know, the Rome Colosseum or Greece and the Blue Roofs. You don't have one, huh?
Like, I went to England one time, and it was a really quick trip because it was a military hop.
Oh, okay.
And so it was way too fast. So I wouldn't mind. I like England. Maybe England. But I really don't care. Like, I would, but I'm not. I always thought I wanted to go to Hawaii, and then I went, and I was like, meh. I don't know.
Well,
I'm not as cool.
For me, the one... I got to go on that Europe River cruise this summer. That was amazing. And I would, even though it's a lot of money, save up and do it. It'll probably cost you... ballpark 15 grand if two of you go. It's not a cheap trip, but it was really, really amazing.
I've heard those river cruises are really cool.
Yeah, but the thing left now on my bucket, the top item on the bucket list, right? The thing I want to do before I get too old to do it is this Rocky Mountaineer train ride through the Canadian Rockies. So I don't know if you've heard about these trains. They're glass on top. They're not glass, but it's see-through on top so that you can see the Rockies while you're sitting on this train traveling.
That would be cool.
And I'm like, I've got to do that. That is, it's first class all the way. I mean, they feed you on the train. Mm-hmm. They take you up to, you know, the Banff ice fields and the Banff Lake and all this stuff up in northern Canada. It's just, obviously you don't go there in the winter, you go there in the summer. But to me, that's something I want to do. And my wife was, all right, well, let's do it. Let's look into it. And we looked into it and I was like,
maybe not.
25 grand, huh? Maybe not. Yeah, it wasn't. Well, they have different tiers. Mm-hmm. And that was like for the top one. But so they have different tiers. And actually, you can go on the cheaper one. And cheap is a relative term. Cheap compared to the expensive one. It doesn't have the glass top. So you have to just kind of look out the windows and... Maybe somebody.
Yeah, maybe I need to do a little more investigating. I don't know. I guess I'm just, I don't know. Now I feel like I need to find something I want to do.
Well, that was the cool thing about the Travel Expo is, you know, for instance, they had two different safari companies to Africa. I have zero desire to go to Africa. I don't want to go. It's hot. There's things that want to eat me. I have no desire whatsoever to go to Africa.
Me either.
But there are people that really want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had two companies there for that. They but you know, for me, Rocky, you know, the Canadian Rockies on a glass topped train. That sounds pretty
awesome, cool, actually.
You know,
yeah.
And you know, there were other ones, and you know, the group that the Alma Waterways that I went on the river cruise, they had a booth there and talking about all the amazing cruise. Maybe second on my list right now would be the Christmas markets in Europe. I hear that is amazing.
Yeah, I just don't know anything about anything. I usually just, if I want to go somewhere, I call my daughter and I tell her what I want to do. Like, I went to Nashville last year. She planned the whole trip for me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's nice. Okay. Back into a couple of items of interest in the news today. So I found this interesting, and our newsman, Stockton, was talking about this. So Salt Lake School District said, basically, we don't care if you're an illegal immigrant. Come to our schools. It's safe. It's fine. And you go, okay, well, I can kind of see. They don't want, you know, all of a sudden with Trump, you know, cracking down on illegal immigration, mm-hmm. kids to feel unsafe, like they can't come to school. We want them to go to school.
But
at the same time, it's almost, and Costco did this today too, and I'll talk about that in a second. At the same time, you kind of feel like, well, wait a minute, they're basically directly saying we're not going to do what the president told us we're supposed to do. And that makes me a little nervous, because we have been forced to do a lot of things Joe Biden made us do the last 4 years. And it's like, we have a new president now, and maybe you don't like his policies, but these are the policies. This is reality. You can't just pick and choose which ones you're going to do. I mentioned Costco. So President Trump, executive order, said we're doing away with all federal, anything to do with DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. It was basically the modern version of affirmative action, where you hire people based on their race, not on their capabilities, sure. their abilities. Mm-hmm. And Costco came out with a statement yesterday that said, yeah, we're not doing that. We're going to keep DEI in all of our stuff, and we still are going to make sure that we have a certain number of minorities and a certain number of people with alternate gender beliefs and things like that. And I'm like, can they do that?
I think they can make their own policies, can't they?
Yeah, but there are certain federal laws that you've got to keep. And if the feds say, look, if you want, I don't know.
That's an interesting point.
Company that's going to exist in America, you can't just flout the laws and say, well, I'm not going to follow that one. I don't like it. It doesn't work that way.
That's interesting. So, that's Costco, too.
Yeah. I'm going to write a story today, by the way.
Okay.
This is absolutely 100% not important to our eternal salvation or even our life here on Earth. But Costco changed their muffins. Have you seen this?
What?
How long have you and I been going to Costco and you get the big giant muffin? I mean, they're humongous and they have these great flavors. I was a big fan of the white chocolate chunk ones. Mm. And then once a year for about a month, they had the pumpkin streusel ones. Oh, man. And of course, everybody loves the double chocolate ones and the blueberry and the poppy seed. I mean, they have all these incredible, well, they've changed them. They're gone. The big ones are gone.
Do they just, like, not supersize them, or what?
They not only have they changed, so they're smaller. They're about, I actually have one right here. I don't know if I can't reach it while we're talking, but it's about, I would say, half the size of the old ones.
Okay.
And they've changed all the flavors. Mm. You have, I don't have it in front of me. You have cinnamon chip, which is what I have right here. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. They have something called blueberries and cream, I think.
Okay.
It's kind of like a blueberry muffin, but then they have cream cheese in it. Now, don't get me wrong here. These are good flavors. I mean, who doesn't love, right? You know, a cinnamon chip. There's one called triple chocolate. It has chocolate and then two different kinds of chocolate chips. And you know, I mean, these are good. But the old muffins are gone, folks, and it's kind of a shock when you go in there. The price is comparable, so which in saying comparable, we were paying, if I did the math right, I think we were paying like 75 cents a muffin, basically. You had to buy 12, but it was around 75 cents a muffin. Now it's about 80, 83 cents a muffin, but the muffins are significantly smaller.
Yeah, that's like the shrinkflation that they did with the paper towels and the toilet paper, too.
I am excited about the new flavors, but I'm very sad about the fact that almost lifetime trade. I think I've been buying muffins for my kids and me. I'm not going to lie. I like them, too. For at least 2 decades.
Really?
Maybe 3. And they're gone.
Yeah.
They you no longer can buy those big old giant muffins that feed a family of 4 by themselves.
I thought they were too big. Yeah.
They were giant.
I'm not sad that they're smaller. I'm just frustrated that they're keeping the same price or increasing the price. That's where I think that they try and trick us. And I don't like that part about the consumers are having to pay more for less.
I agree with you. It's like I said, I'm going to write a story about it today on 890kdxu.com, just saying the death of an era, right?
The giant muffins
are gone. And we used to, when we had parties, we would cut them in quarters.
Okay,
and,
that's
and put them out in quarters, and everybody would take a quarter in that because they were so big.
I mean,
a quarter of the old Costco muffins was as much as a regular muffin anywhere else, right?
True.
Size-wise. But now you've got I'm going to hold it up for you so you can see it here. I've got a Costco cinnamon muffins. It's right there.
That's just regular size.
Yeah,
that's pretty much regular size.
It's
like a Starbucks size.
Would you say maybe half the size of the old ones?
I would definitely say at least half the size.
Maybe even less than that. So.
Mm-hmm. The days are gone.
It's sad, yeah. But they still sell hot dogs and a drink for $1.50.
Yeah, I heard that they're not going to let that change.
That's their loss leader. They don't care if they lose money on it as long as you're coming in and buying a membership.
Exactly.
That's what they want. I got to get a commercial break in. We'll be right back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk leader.
Good morning to you. I am Andy. It's 9:52. Yeah, we're already short on time on this open line Friday. You're welcome to call 673-5890, or you can text me at 467-5842. Mello, I got a call from my daughter the other day.
Oh.
And she said, hey, Dad, she's dating this guy real serious. She's at BYU. She's 23. It's probably a good time to start thinking about marriage, and they're pretty serious. And she said, hey, Dad, Aiden, which is her boyfriend's name. Aiden's thinking about calling to ask your hand in marriage. They know I'm a very old-fashioned guy, and I think that's important. And she said, what do you think about if he called during your show?
Oh.
And I was like, okay. And I said, number one, don't have him call on any day but Friday, because Friday is kind of open lines and we kind of do a lot of different topics.
Yeah.
If I have a guest on, you know, I don't want to have him, the Water Conservancy guy, on and have him call and ask, you know, if he can marry my daughter. That's messed up. And she said, well, what would you say if he did that? And I said, well, I would probably say, hey, Aiden, thanks for calling. Call me again in about a half an hour when I'm off the air and we'll talk about it. Maybe that would make him sweat and nervous and stuff. And that would not be my purpose. My purpose is, yeah, we got enough dirty laundry out here. We don't need to get, you know, whether or not I'm going to let this guy, I mean, it's mostly a formality anyway,
yeah,
right?
I think you should have like a list of like 5 questions and do it on air. I think that'd be fun.
5 questions.
Yeah.
So this particular daughter, I don't want to get into too much of this because she would be unhappy with me, but she was actually dating a guy very seriously before she went on a mission, and he called one night to ask for her hand in marriage. And we had a night, we talked for half an hour, me and this guy, unbeknownst to her. And so I knew the next day he was going to ask her to marry him. And the next day they broke up. And I was like, is it my fault? And she goes, no, we've been fighting about some stuff and it just kind of came to a head.
Really?
And I was like, ew, wow. I felt bad though. I'm like, man, did I screw something up?
No.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you. Good. She can't blame you forever.
All right. We got four or five minutes to talk about this. So there's a growing trend in all over the country, but in Utah as well. We all know artificial intelligence, AI, is invading every portion of our lives. But with every positive thing that can be done, just like any technology, there's a lot of negatives that can be done.
Mm-hmm.
And a growing trend, and in fact, there were 66 different charges in the state of Pennsylvania, and there have been dozens in Utah, where a person wanting to extort your child, right, your teenager, will have AI create a pornographic image, only they'll install the head of your person, your daughter, even son, it happens, on this pornographic image. And then they will use that as a way to extort them.
Wow.
They call it sextortion, right? Mm-hmm. And it is actually become a thing. So a couple of years ago, the Utah House, they ended up getting a bill passed saying, you know, extortion with real images. They didn't put real images, but that's what was understood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is a felony, and you can get in a lot of trouble for that. But they didn't count on the fact that these same people, these sextortionists, were going to use fake images. And imagine, so you're a 15-year-old girl, and somebody texts you and says, I have this naked picture of you. I'm going to send it to your parents unless you give me some money or mm-hmm. whatever. Well, as a 15-year-old girl, you know that picture is not really you, but what are you thinking?
Right. You're thinking, I'm going to kill myself. That's what's happening a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to kill myself, or I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll give them some money.
Right, or give them a real picture.
Yeah, yeah. So...
But couldn't that person get in trouble for creating child pornography? Maybe it could go both ways.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's and the problem with that, a lot of those are misdemeanor crimes.
Oh, really?
So what they're trying to do with the in the state of Utah is make these felonies, make these big time real mm-hmm. crimes that they can bust these people and put them away for a long time if they're doing this. But I just think about, you know, We had our things we had to deal with when we were kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had problems and bullies and whatever happened in school, but we didn't have to deal with this. Can you, I spent the first part of this show talking about kids and discipline and doing what's mm-hmm. right and things, but boy, you and I never even imagined when we were that young this kind of thing happened.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
And then we wonder why there's so much anxiety among the youth, right? That could be another factor. They have a lot on their plate to deal with.
It's so true. It's so true. But I go back to what I said at the very beginning of the show, though, is you got to be there for your kids. That mm-hmm. that's the number one thing. I saw a thing on the internet. I thought this was really great. A dad wrote his daughter a note, and he said, listen, this note is for lack of a better word, get out of jail free card. He said, sometime in your youth, something's going to happen, and you're not going to want to tell me because you know I'll get mad. He said, bring this note to me.
Mm-hmm.
This note means no matter what it is, I will not get mad. I just want to be there so you can talk to me. And I'm like, that's pretty cool.
That's super
cool.
Sweet. I like that a lot.
All right, real quick, I did want to mention Coach Lynn Christensen. He passed away earlier this week. Coach Christensen was a mm-hmm. longtime local basketball coach. Coach Hurricane, who was state championship, Coach Pineview for many years. That's when I first met him. When I was a young sports writer, I met Coach Christensen. He was fiery. So I have a story about him on 890kdxu.com. But when I first met Coach, I was kind of a little bit intimidated and a little bit scared, I think, because he was, you know, loud and overbearing and all these things that I was scared of. Well, it turns out he wasn't really those things. He was, in fact, a guy who cared deeply about his kids and his players and his students and wanted to make sure us knuckleheads in the media didn't write stuff that just...
He was protective.
Yeah, he was protective. And anyway, Coach Lynn passed away this past week. Later in life, got to deal with him more on a social level instead of a writer-coach level, and I found out he's just an amazing guy, and he will be missed. Anyway, funeral services for Coach Lynn are tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. at the Washington East Stake Center at 1835 South Washington Fields Road. He will be missed, mm-hmm. and we've used up our time, Mello.
Yeah, condolences to his family.
Thank you. Thank you, folks, for listening, and rest in peace, Coach Lynn.